This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his remarks to Bob Woodward, in which he acknowledges publicly downplaying the coronavirus threat. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Asked at a news conference why he lied to the American people, the president shook his head, saying what he did was minimize the threat to avoid causing panic.
There was no lie here.
And that his actions to stop the virus's spread show he took it seriously.
That doesn't mean I'm going to jump up and down in the air and start saying people are going to die, people are going to die. No.
Still, Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi say his public downplaying revealed a president unconcerned with saving American lives.
Showed his contempt. Contempt for the American people and their health.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump tried to shift attention onto his Democratic rival at a rally in the U.S. state of Michigan. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
President Trump tells a suburban Detroit crowd that Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward's book, Questioning His Handling of the Coronavirus Pandemic, raises undue alarm.
This whack job that wrote the book, he said, well, Trump knew a little bit. They wanted me to come out and scream, people are dying.
In Woodward's recorded interviews with Trump, the president admitted to knowing the deadly threat posed by the virus and still opted to publicly ignore that threat. Trump also accused his Democratic rival of spreading rumors.
Joe Biden is once again hurting innocent people with his dangerous anti-vaccine conspiracy theories.
Recently, Biden said even if it cost him the election, he would agree to be vaccinated with a safe and effective vaccine. I'm Tim McGuire.
And globally, there are more than 907,000 deaths from COVID-19 with more than 28 million confirmed infections. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The coronavirus pandemic is changing commemorations of the September 11th terror attacks because of a split over how to hold observances in a time of social distancing. There will be some dueling ceremonies Friday at the 9/11 Memorial Plaza and a corner nearby in New York City. U.S. President Donald Trump is speaking at a ceremony at the Flight 93 National Memorial in Pennsylvania, where Democratic challenger Joe Biden intends to pay respects later in the day. Biden also plans to attend the observance at Ground Zero, while Vice President Mike Pence is due there and at the alternate observance nearby. U.S. health experts have begun two new studies to test if blood thinners can help reduce some of the most dangerous effects of COVID-19. More from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
As doctors learn more about COVID-19 and virus deaths, they're more often finding blood clots in patients who died and signs those clots have damaged the heart, kidneys, lungs, blood vessels, and other organs. So the director of the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, Dr. Gary Gibbons, says they're testing blood thinners to see if they might help prevent strokes, heart attacks, and other complications.